Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, and welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. Let's adjust our moods together today. I am Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm so delighted to be with you on Transformation Talk Radio. Our show is a call-in talk radio show, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 Pacific and 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, we are all about getting to the heart of what matters in your life. You can also visit my website at sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational quote of the week. It's easy, it's free, I'm told it's even helpful, so give it a shot. I've been a counselor in private practice for over 35 years, and I use my intuitive insights to get to the core or the heart of whatever's going on in your life. You can give us a call today at 800-930-2819. Our mics are always open, and there's no subject that's all off limits. So know that this is such a safe place. There's not a Dr. Laura in sight. When you call, you can be anonymous. You can use a pseudonym. If you want, you could even use your own name, whatever. It won't block my intuitive ability to get to the core of the problem that you have and help you with where the answer lies and practical tools for dealing with us. Get the conversation started today, 800-930-2819. You can also go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. And it's spring, yay! So everything is about a new day, a new idea, a new season. And because life is also about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers with an on-air question or a question in the instant feedback box will receive a signed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's won three literary awards. It's compelling. It's inspirational. And it's chock full of personal tools and positive reframing. So give us a call. We have today with me my partner in all things, truly wonderful, my husband, John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hi, that be I used to be speaking about. It's glad to be
you,
here
babe.
On this beautiful first day after the first of spring.
It's a good thing. It's a good. We're spoiled in Southern California, and so for those of you without the spring weather yet, just know that we're all holding in our light the complete melting of the snow and the easing in of spring any day now. You know, John, we've been talking about forgiveness for the last couple of weeks, which I think needs to be a daily practice. If forgiveness feels to me like a pulsating, organic presence, because forgiveness at its core is about compassion. It's about love. It's about not judging. And it's about letting go. So today, one of the things we really want to focus on for a few minutes in part is what happens when we can't let go, when we just stay attached. What happens when we stay in the role of not enough or a victim? How does that impact our life and what we need to do about it?
Well, tell me, it's really interesting because there's so many little things that happen in life every day. Just this, a couple of days ago, I was downloading a program from Microsoft, and frankly, it took 4 days to get the darn thing done after talking to so many representatives. It just got so darn...
From how many countries, dear?
Beg your pardon?
So many representatives from how many countries?
Many, many, many on all categories. And it could get so frustrating, and that I just decided it's not worth getting frustrated. Just kind of go with the flow. But it's so easy to get caught up in subtle things like that. Like, you know, even this morning driving to the market, some jerk pulled in front of me. Little sting on that, but
how thoughtless, right? Yeah. You're so right, because it's so easy. We all do that. It's so easy to get caught in the lesser things and major and minors for a few minutes and make that our focus. It's something that we all do. What we may not realize, every time we do that, every time we go into that, what I'm calling majoring and minors, we're actually connecting subjectively in victim. And when we connect with victim, we're relinquishing all of our power. We're making the goofy driver in front or behind us, or the really complicated network you have to go through to get a computer fixed. By the way, great compassion for you on that.
For me too.
Exactly. It's so important that it's okay to have the feeling. The feeling is not the issue ever. What we do with the feeling is what's going to actually create our reality. So when we stay attached to the feeling, that's when it becomes problematic. It's the attachment. It's letting that feeling become a statement about us, basically, is what I'm saying here. So majoring in minors, if we take it too seriously and spend very much time with it, it's going to deplete our energy. It's going to take us away from being able to create a reality greater than that limiting thought. And it's not going to be helpful to us in any way. But there are also a lot of situations that people find themselves in, and I have, and I know you have, John, that we all have to go through at different times, where there really are serious things, big things that have gotten in the way, where there are genuinely serious things where the other person did kind of, in that quote, done me wrong. When we get into that, I'm so frequently asked, how do we get past that concept of victim when a circumstance or a situation really has been hurtful? It's not about that you don't have a right to be a victim. If somebody's really hurt you, I was very, very hurt deliberately and cruelly and sadistically as a child by my parents. So I have the right, as do so many people who have been through trauma. I have the right to be a victim. I've kind of inadvertently earned the right to go there. But it's a right we need to not exercise. We need to say, yeah, I have the right to do that, but I'm not going to do that. Because when I do that, I take away from me the place of ownership, of empowerment, and I get stuck in a position from the past. So to be able to really connect to that, that victim is not an identity. When we are in trauma, especially as children, but in any major traumatic place that is continuing, that doesn't, you know, that hangs on for a long time, to be able to understand, to not wrap identity around it, which all kids do, by the way. If you have been treated poorly on a consistent basis, bullied, hurt, put down on a consistent basis as a child, you will, because of the way that our brain is developed at that level of age, the way that our nervous system is developed at that age, we will take it on as identity, which means I am being treated this way, therefore I am unworthy, therefore I am unlovable, therefore I have no value. And if that was just a place that happened when we were 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and we could move on without any repercussions, that would be great. But it's actually not the way the brain works. It's not the way our nervous system gets wired. So we have to go back and release those original attachments, or we're going to play them out in a lot of adult situations that cripples us. So always we need to think in terms of victim is not who I am. And the only way we can do and handle that is to choose that I am not a victim. Because I choose that, I choose not to give away my power to the circumstance or the situation. And my bottom line on that is that I'm only a victim if I give someone else or something else my mind. So I go to that place where I've already decided that victim is not my reality. I do not want that to be a part of my perspective of who I am. But it takes a lot of courage and a lot of clarity. And clarity, remember, empowers to move out of the point of view of I am a victim. Have I experienced being victimized? Absolutely. As have many of you amazing people who are so wonderful to be tuning in today. It still is a choice on how I'm going to frame it. I am not a victim because it is my choice not to do that. What do you think, John?
Well, I think that's the key to the whole thing. What's really interesting is you explore some of the things that happened to you in your amazing book. And for the first 30 years, you was really tough. But today, you don't play that good guy, bad guy, fair, unfair game in anything that happens today. And I find that to be a great role model for me from a standpoint of beginning, you know, gaining more and more clarity all the time. And I think it's such a valid point to be shared and to be absorbed by anybody who's interested in getting out of that. And I really think most everybody is wanting, if they have a sense of unfairness, to release the pressure that provides.
And that's where, thanks for that. Because that's where the whole place of letting go happens, of what I call forgiveness, of making room, expanding to include our journeys, whatever they are, and finding the good, finding a greater truth in the journey. So the idea of fair and unfair, I just don't fight for that as a rule, because there are too many situations on this planet that are unfair. So if I buck that, I never get to a deeper truth and a greater wisdom that, yes, it is unfair at times. And the things, anytime any child is abused, anytime any adult is truly thrown into a traumatic situation, that's not fair. So in the context of that's not fair, I can either focus on that, or I can focus on how do I want to handle that lack of fairness? How do I want to handle my attitude, my point of view about myself in spite of the difficult situation? And that's how we create a new day. That point of view that we can come up with that is based on, I don't know how to do it without reaching for a spiritual point of view, that I am one with the goodness greater than my circumstance, greater than my environment, and greater, thank goodness, than the DNA of my parents, who were so genuinely not nice people. Anyway, we're going to talk more about this when we come back. You are listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, 800-930-2819. Give us a call.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. Our mics are always open. You can call on any subject that you want. Right now, we've been talking a little bit with John about victim. And one of the things that we want to make a special point of is that while victim, as we said in the first segment, is we have the right to, if things have really been rough, to see ourselves as a victim. But if we do that, we relinquish power. And that is a really harsh and difficult way to choose to live. So we want to exercise the rights that work for us. And the idea that I'm not a victim, that's really an important bottom line statement that can guide us. I remember, John, the first time that I connected to the idea that I was not a victim. I was in, you know, maybe 30, 31. And all of my life, I had felt plagued by this oppressive, depressive pain that was just, would just rush through my body on a regular basis. And it was all about all of the things that I had experienced for so many years that were harsh and cruel. And then I started thinking outside of the box, because just studying psychology, I didn't find the answer. I studied Eastern ideas. I studied Western ideas. I was like a rabid studier. And I finally started thinking in terms of this idea that I am one with a forever presence, and that my soul is this part of me that stays forever. And so I started to picture this. It was like, you know, a little French cafe in the sky, and that before I engaged this body, before I incarnated, that it's as though on a spiritual level, on a non-physical level, myself and these other spirits were sitting around having the equivalent of a metaphoric cup of coffee, and we agreed on a plan. We storyboarded this lifetime, and it would be as though my father sat there and said, you know, I've just got all this negative stuff I have to work out, and you're wanting to master that. So why don't I come in and do that for you? And then after that, I got, my mother came on and said, you know what? I'll be that other person for you that really nails it so tightly that it's going to help you go deeper and deeper each time so that you can heal the illusion of separation. How does that sound? And somehow I said, as a spiritual being, okay, let's give it a go. When that may sound silly and unimportant, but it was life changing to me, because it was when I thought in terms of that, well, as a personality, I couldn't imagine why I chose. Nobody nobody, by the way, chooses to be raped. No personality chooses to be hurt. No child chooses to get sick or to be mistreated. And neither do adults. So that is not what this means, but it means that at a deeper level, the part of me that is forever, I took on the challenge of mastering fear and mastering doubt and bringing myself as in a body together with this greater truth. When I connected to that, for the first time in my life, I felt empowered because for the first time in my life, I connected to a point of view greater than the pain and suffering and torture that my parents had inflicted upon a very young, very vulnerable body and girl. So that made all the difference to me.
Wow. It was a tremendous step that you made, and I think a great revelation, and so freeing. When I hear it, I'm moved, frankly, by it. Sandy, we have a caller. Chris from Santa Monica's on the line.
Yay. Hi, Chris from Santa Monica. Hello? Oops, maybe we lost Chris from Santa Monica.
We thought we had him. Okay.
We'll see if Brian can get him back. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, Chris, if you're listening, call us back. We're sorry that we lost you.
One of the things I'd like to do as a follow-up on what you're talking about is reference your book. And chapter 22 is called A Brief Review. And you talk about this, and you say here, no true change is going to happen without choice. And no true choice is going to be implemented without will, heavily laced with more than a little courage. One of the gutsier choices has to be the willingness to give up one's story. And you say here, a story is, my mother plotted to kill me, so I am screwed forever.
Well, technically that's a true part of the process, although probably a little extreme for our daily lives.
Oh, a little dramatic. but then we have another story is a clerk in the store was rude to me, but not that skinny blonde next to me. So it must be because I'm fat or drab or the wart on my nose hadn't fall off yet, or maybe all three. Or another story is my partner just yelled at me and now I have to be a victim because after all, people always yell at me. Nobody ever treats me right. I never get any breaks and it always rains.
Well, if you're in Seattle, it actually does always rain. We love you, Seattle. We lived up there for 8 years. But it is that place of understanding that, that we have to get out of a story and to recognize what the story is because they become such a habit. They become so almost inbred within us about this is who I am. I am this story of it never rains. It always rains. I am this story of nobody ever appreciates me. I am this story of there's always somebody who is better than I am, prettier than I am, more intelligent than I am. I'm always this story of somebody who isn't worthy. And the many ways that we play that out is important for us to be able to get beyond. One of the things that I experience a lot is what happens in my practice and in people that I talk to at workshops and when I do talks is they say, but I don't have any background. I don't have any background in being sensitive or how to give compliments or how to say no. I don't have any background in that my needs are met in any way. And so therefore I can't. That's where we go because that's our story. I don't know how to do that because I don't have a model for it. And that's a place where we have to, it may be very true, totally true, but that's a place where we have to make a choice where we're the ones and we're children. We're just trying to get through the night. We're just trying to survive. But as we get older, we have to make the choice to make a decision about what we want to do with the fact that we may have had unkindness in our life. We may have had a lack of love in our life. We may not have had one single model of somebody who was kind or sensitive or spiritual or thoughtful. And yet the fact that I didn't have that can give me the impetus to really connect to. I'm not here as a person just to repeat where I've already been. And that's what we tend to do if we don't intervene with ourselves. I want the part I haven't yet known. And I'm in charge of whether or not I unfold that. And I unfold that by reaching for a point of view greater than the limitation or the history or the grief and sorrow that that history left me with.
Right. And one of the things that I, in listening to you, Sandy, is that if these people, if we don't think we have this in our background experience, if we have an intent to do something about it, to learn how to share, to learn how to be compassionate, to learn how to make changes, wouldn't that be something that would at least be a kickstarter for moving forward?
Well, the intent is absolutely is required, but the intent without putting energy into the intent isn't really going to get us anywhere. There's an old statement in different philosophies and alternative types of religions that is treat and move your feet, which means say the affirmative prayer. And then actually you have to get into the field. You have to move into action, not control, not trying to force it. But if I want to learn how to play baseball, I've got to go in the field. Staying in bed and just thinking, I want to learn how to play baseball is not exactly going to bring the field to me. I have to go out and participate, move the energy, and help make a difference. I have to be willing to change my mind about a basic concept that the reason I'm not a victim is because I said so. And it's not up for a vote. And that's where we begin. We begin with that will, and then there's the depression of victim. There's the holding back because of old wounds or lack of confidence. And we take tiny steps to get into our world, to start to raise ourselves, create ourselves in the way that we choose to see ourselves, in the way that we choose to be, because there is a higher authority within us, greater than our doubt, greater than our fear. It is the light that transcends the fear. And if I reach for it and I'm willing to put myself in environments that help me reflect that, not if you want to know something about yourself greater than where you've been, if you want to have an experience greater than that compressed, collapsed place within yourself, you can't keep going into a situation where everybody is moaning and groaning about how terrible the world is or how terrible Joe across the street is. You have to be willing to put yourself in an environment in which people are uplifting and working on their own upliftment so that as a collective, we can start to make a difference. And then it's easier to take this whole idea of I am greater than my past, I'm greater than my doubt, I'm greater than my fear. We can start to take that idea out for a spin. You're listening to the Sandy Brewer Show. We have to take a break right now, but we are coming right back. Stay with us. 800-930-2819.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down as Sandy shares a gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible. to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What
doesn't kill you makes the fire. Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We have Rick on the line. Rick, how are you? No, where's Rick?
Did we miss Rick?
We seem to have trouble today with our patchers.
Well, maybe we could take Chris.
We also have Chris on the line. Yeah, maybe Rick, if you got cut off, please give us a call back, and we'll see if Chris is there.
I'm here.
Who do I have?
The trouble is lightened. This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm here.
So tell me what's on your mind today. Thank you for calling.
Okay, I'm a well-processed man. I have dedicated a lot of my lifetime and energy to going inward and opening all these emotions, and I'm having wonderful success with that. And I seem to be overwhelmed. My focus and my energy has been just so wrapped up with all this work. I've found that I'm very distracted in my career, my outward life is just severely handicapped. I've never been happier in my life, and I've never found that I've had such a struggle taking care of basic business in my outer mm-hmm. necessities. My career.
So if I hear you right, that your personal life and the way you're valuing everyday life is great, but you're having a little trouble keeping food on the table or roof over your head, right?
That would be pretty accurate. Yes, that's a tremendous amount of pressure at that. I used to laugh about it, and I go, well, no, this is getting mm-hmm. old. I just have really.
It's not funny anymore.
It's tough. I don't know. I create wonderful things. I have to say, my life is better than it's ever been, and my checking account has never been lower.
What do you think is the block that lets you have either one or the other? Because it sounds to me like when you were more successful, you were more mixed up, or you had more fuzzy stuff in your personal life. Then you went to the opposite side, created more of self-development, but closed off the pipeline to being able to be financially secure and comfortable also. What do you think inside of you is doing either or? Why do you have to do either or?
You know, as I was listening to you talk, I'm a big emotional ball of guy now, and I used to just kind of powerhouse through everything. Didn't really think about much, never really felt too much, honestly. And now the simplest stuff, I mean, I get caught up with very minor things realistically, and I could obsess on them. I found
give me one
that
example,
I'm,
please.
I mean, you know, simple, you know, the relationship thing would be, you know, too standard. I mean, one specific thing I'd have to stretch a little, but, I mean, you know, just dealing with how I am with the world. I realized that like one of my patterns of sort of, like abandonment patterns was over, my relationship with my mother, you know, and mm-hmm. how, you know, she was more bonded with, you know, an older sibling, and, you know, and I found how, and I clearly see how I, you know, consistently tried to, you know, I feel that now, and I never even understood it before. It never seemed to even block me, but now that I see it, I feel it more. I really, you know, I can sit and, you know, in process layers of it and think about how it's affected different parts of my life. And I'm going back sort of dissecting, you know, every relationship I've ever had and how I've experienced myself and how I come forward and my need for, you know, sort of getting approval from a lot of women in my life. And I just see that now. And it takes time and it takes energy away from my focus and ability to be
so
productive otherwise.
Forgive me for interrupting you, hon, but here's the bottom line, that the idea of being able to track it back is important so that you understand, but understanding alone isn't going to change it. Once you understand so you can make room for yourself as the traveler, remember the whole process is about letting it go, that it no longer frames you. It's no longer a statement of you. So once you get the general overview and you have an understanding of it, right now you're working it way, 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 way too much. So you need to stop doing that kind of this part of the life review and start thinking, I understand that I'm still releasing the echo of that from my mind, from my consciousness, from my nervous system. But while I'm doing that, what I want to do is become an integrated whole. And in order to do that, you have to be willing. You said you were, you know, a self-aware and self-processed man. So you have to be willing to understand that spirit is in all parts of your life, that spirit is in relationship. It's in everything. Spirit is in relationship, but spirit is also in your business. And when you shut one off in order to focus on the other, you are out of balance. And out of balance means that you are not in the center, and center in the center is where the power is, because in the center is where clarity is, and clarity empowers. So you want to be in that centered place where you know that you are one with abundance, you know that you are one with well-being at all levels, and that from that centered place, you reach out, you know, you're anchored in the center, and it's like you reach a little arm out into your career, your work energy, but with that same drive, with that same will, I can, I will, I am. You reach another little arm out into your personal relationships, and you know, yeah, I understand I have a background that hampered me, that kind of hogtied me for quite a while. But those ties, those binds that limit me move away quickly as soon as I am able to let them go and understand they don't define me. They're only a place through which I traveled. I think you have to get tougher with you right now. I think you need to be stronger with you about the concept that I can embrace and engage both worlds and still and get the job done. But what I, forgive me for this because I don't think this is going to be your favorite comment, but because what I feel, my dear, is that you're, it isn't that you haven't tried in business. I know that you've tried, but there's something that you're not being pragmatic or anchored enough. You might need to go with what's your strongest suit. And even if you don't think you want to create in that suit, begin where you are. Begin with where you have the greatest strength and start to build on that. But there's some place where you're not anchoring it in a tangible enough way. It's just, it's like it stays 2 or 3 feet off the ground. We can never get those bottom posts in. That's what I feel when I feel with you. So if you can go into the idea, first of all, don't see how you're going to do it. See what the bottom line is. I am abundant. All my needs are met. And then you stay in the field and you follow through and you keep a schedule. When I first started counseling, I didn't have my degree yet. I had 3 kids to take care of, a former husband who quit working, yada, yada. And I had one client, and I think I had either $100 or $400 in the bank after I paid the rent that month. And so I set my work hours. And it was like from 9 to 6. And so between 9 and 6, anything I did, even though I had no actual work, had to reference my work. And this was before we all had PCs or computers. So if I could think of nothing else than to go to the library and research my subject, that's what I did. But from 9 to 6 was work. And I just did that and stayed with it and stayed creative. But what I feel that you're doing is, something about it doesn't feel honed in enough, that maybe you go from this place to that place to that place and you're not fully zero, you know, funneling it in so that it has to take form and then keep the structure. I think you do need the structure, but keep funneling everything you do during whatever time frame you set about, set aside, that you're religious about it and that you move straight into that place. How do you feel about what I just said?
Well, yeah, it's the focus that I'm lacking. I mean, I'm very capable. I just, instead I sit and obsess on this stuff and I have friends across
and
the country.
You don't have
play the time zone.
You just don't. Do you follow what I'm saying? It's like, that's a luxury. You don't need, and two, you can't afford. So I think if you move yourself right into this other place, you will find that all of that strength and all of that ability actually gets anchored so that you have the foundation and you're funneling all of that talent into a specific, tangible end result. And you can be doing that and at the same time working out your issues with relationship. They're not exclusive. They're just in different times. Got it?
I do appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much for calling, Chris. And thank you for calling back when we lost you. I really appreciate that. You have a beautiful day.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, 800-930-2819. We'll be back in just a minute.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If your loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. I think we have Rick back on the line. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Sandy. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great.
Say, I got a couple of things. Apparently, we're doing a show on victim. Is that correct?
We've been talking about victim. You're welcome to talk about anything you want, but it's always a good subject.
That's a really good subject. That's a really good subject for me because today I'm the victim of the victim of the victim. You know what I mean?
I don't hate that part. Okay.
I know. I got something that's really bothering me, and I'm really upset about it, and I'm not quite sure how to deal with it. So I'm going to give you a real quick scenario. I have another home and it got broken into and robbed and it's kind of a vacation home. And that really upset me. And I kind of felt like I actually was victimized in the literal sense of the word. But then what happened to me is we started and a whole bunch of stuff was stolen and they ransacked the house and all that stuff. Then what happened to me, I got a hold of the insurance company and they decided to kind of do a number on me as far as replacing and giving me anything of value to replace it. And I've been dealing with this insurance agent for the last couple of days. You know what? And I just felt like I was a victim number two, and then it goes on to victim number three. And I'm struggling with it because of the fact that I know that it's all I do is empower them. Does that make sense? And I feel like I've been used and abused and put away wet and so forth. So I struggle to comprehend this mentally because I felt like, you know what? I felt like other than being a victim of a crime, you know, I feel like I get to be a victim of it also mentally. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
I
was laughing not at you and not because the thing wasn't serious, but because I relate to it completely. I so understand how we get caught in this conundrum, in this loop, and that when it looks like and feels like and maybe even in the moment is that the whole situation, everybody involved in it, it's like they're all conspiring against us, and how frustrating that is to get caught in that. I truly understand and also know that one of the things that in this situation especially, that is essential that you start doing is that you start not taking it so personally. Because the minute this is about you personally, you have already been screwed through the robbery. You are going to be screwed and re-screwed. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And that's my problem. I can't help but take it personally because I feel like this is an ongoing situation. And every time I have a phone call, I feel violated. Violation number one, violation number two, right up down the road. And it doesn't answer.
Exactly. We don't want to count to 10 on the numbers of violations. So you just want to stop that ahead of time. So I hear you. And I guess energetically, I'm trying to body block you a little bit, because when you say that that's what's happening, that is absolutely true. My dear, I get it. That's what's happening. But each of us has to decide what that means to us. So this person is behaving that way. They're trying to block our good. We're having to deal with all of this baloney, and this past interference going on. But I still have to choose. I'm not a victim. If I don't choose that, I've got no place to go but down. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I do understand what you're saying, because what it does is my options are either I got to go forward with it and get past this, because I don't want to be sitting having a chemical conversation with this guy because I know that I'm going to say something stupid because I'm so upset and pissed off because this is what these people did to me, you know, exactly. And I know that doesn't do me any good. And that probably puts me in a victim mode more than anything else.
And so you're giving all your power away, my dear. And like I said, I do understand. I've had the experience of being robbed, and I understand how assaultive it feels. And then dealing with all of the damage and all the things that were taken that were yours, and just, it's so invasive. So I really do understand, but I am adamant about, even if it doesn't make sense, that I have to begin with me. I have to choose the point of view that I have for me, about me. And that point of view is, I am not a victim of my circumstance. I don't give a flying wahoo about how much the facts may differentiate that for me. I have lived in the world of victim, and I know how painful it is and how debilitating it is. And so I take that away from me as an option. So does that mean I'm going to pretend that I'm not frustrated? Of course not. I am frustrated in that moment. And yet in that frustration, I'm going to take a breath and try to remember a broader stroke, that in this moment, while I feel total frustration, I'm not in danger. The sky is not falling. So far, if I don't work myself in my blood pressure too high, I'm not having a heart attack, that in this moment, I am safe. I have to decide that. And from that place, I'm going to go to, let me remember that if I am not in the center, I'm not going to think constructively and creatively, because the part of my brain that can access problem solving, I've shut down to the chemical emotion of what the heck, you know, and that is not going to help me get the job done. You will get the job done. The question is, how long will you be dragged behind the horse before you get the job done? Every time you cave to, they're doing this to me, even if they're doing this to you, my dear, the more you cave into, they have the power, the less you have the clarity. And clarity empowers. So think pragmatically. Think in terms of ahead of time. Figure out, write out exactly what you want to accomplish, what you need from them. And when you get to a place where you feel like you're going to reach through the phone and grab their throat and rip their tongues out, you know, before you
go. Wouldn't go for the throat, sorry.
Well, that I get totally. But before you go there, go to the place of peace. Go to the place of love. And go to the place where you are reaching for a point of view, my dear, that's greater than the idea that some yahoo that you neither respect nor agree with on the other end of the line has the power to control your well-being. They are frustrating you. But even in the, what you're missing is the choice of, even in the depth of this frustration, that you are still in charge, because you're always in charge of you and your point of view. And your point of view needs to be, I am only a victim in this circumstance or any circumstance if I give somebody else my mind and you can't have it. That's what you need to say. And then you stay and say, okay, I'm reaching this block. Now I can make my point and I can tell the person I'm frustrated without being the frustration. And that keeps you in the center. That actually helps you problem solve. And I think you have more tenacity, as at least as much tenacity as they do. And that you can darn well stay the course of your intention. You're not going to give up, but why would you just let your blood pressure go right off the chart? We're all out of time, and I'm so sorry I have to close this, Rick, but I just hope you can hang on to it. I promise you, you're not a victim of this circumstance.
Okay.
You are greater than it, okay? I'm so grateful
you got it.
For calling. Thank you for calling back.
Thank you so much
for
your
help.
You.
You take really good care. Have a beautiful day, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on the Sandy Brewer Show, and thanks to our callers. As always, we're about taking your calls and getting to the heart of what matters in your life. And as you can see, our mics are open and no subject is off limits. So next week, we'll include a segment on creating the relationship you want. Is it too late? Tune in and find out. The Sandy Brewer Show airs every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the web at Transformation Talk Radio and 1230 AM WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. And I can say this. I hope you all have a fantastic week. Thanks for listening in. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future.
They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.